U I A
Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favorite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Have a fabulous day, Origin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi everybody.
What up?
The Chris Bates Show.
And the biggest hits.
We good girl.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. Good morning. Hello, Pretty Malik.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, good to hear you all.
We're all here. Check.
Everybody's here just doing the round check, right? 6:03, Thursday morning, March 7th. Already a week into March. Already, people. It is flying by. I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
Well, not really vacation. You're working, aren't you?
Well, I'm putting my other cap on for a moment. I've got some work for Fade Fit in
the business hat.
Los Angeles,
California.
But I really could have only been there for like 3 or 4 days if I really wanted to. But I thought I'd take an extra week off and spend some time. Go get the little Bubba. We're taking Cruz with us.
Is Brianna excited to take him to meet the family?
Yeah, I think so. We're ready to do that first flight, though, that 15 and a half hour flight with a 4 month old. I need some tips on that one, guys.
I'll take the sling.
And what, we just sling him over?
Just walk around the airplane with him on.
I have so many questions. Like, how much formula are you allowed to bring on board?
I got no idea. But I'm taking everything.
Like, what do you do? I don't know.
I just follow Liz and it just gets done. I don't know.
You've got a good wife.
Thanks, mate.
You've got a great wife. She's you know, some women born to be mums, I feel. Like they have it in. I see Liz sometimes with the kids and she's got like one in a hand, the other one by the other hand, and the other one just, you know, talking. She just does such a great job.
That'll be Brianna when you have another one.
I think Brianna will be the same. Yeah. I don't know if I'll have another one. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'll wait for a pretty to have her first. Got a big show. Pop quiz back, 7:10 this morning. And guys, we keep saying it. It's worth 50,000 dirhams cash. And we want it to go. Like, we want to give it away.
Like, you know? Every day we come in going, today's the day, guys. Today we're going to give it away. And then it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. So hopefully today, 7:10, get your phones out, get ready to go, okay? Gossip with Pretty Malik coming up.
Hailey Bieber has ripped the paparazzi apart.
Oof.
Like, just gone in. You gotta hear what she said.
I still can't believe there is paparazzi. I figured in social media times, everyone's putting their own photos up everywhere. Paparazzi aren't needed as much.
Yeah, but if you rely on people to do that, you'll get photos like I take that are shaky and stuff, so you need a professional.
Possibly.
Yeah, true.
Have you got your new glasses?
I have, yeah, but I'm saving it for later. Should I just put them on now?
No, save them for later. Rossi, this is day one, ladies and gentlemen. Mark the calendar. Rossi's officially old.
Honestly.
He's got to wear glasses.
It's so bad.
I wear glasses. I'm not old.
No, but you're wearing them. That's for years you've done it.
Yeah.
Rossi's got to the age where it's going to happen to me. It's going to happen to me soon.
Well, you had laser, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was for long-sighted.
Yeah, I couldn't have laser. Yeah, can't have laser. Can't have contact lenses.
Why can't you have contacts?
The weather and stuff, apparently. That's what the doctor said. I don't know if that's true. Answers on a postcard, please.
Do you have astigmatism?
No.
Hold on. Why can't you wear... As in you only or because we live in the UAE?
He says it's not recommended, but I don't know.
Oh, listen, contact lenses aren't good.
Right.
They're not good.
I nearly lost my eye
with a contact, yeah. But when I did my laser eye surgery, the doctor said to me... He said, listen, you can do this, no problem, but I'm going to let you know, you'll need glasses earlier to start looking closer. But it hasn't happened yet. I still see fine.
Well, there was two types of glasses I could get. Ones where you can see, you have them on all the time, and the other ones for the readers. So I just got the readers.
All right, can't wait to see them. That's a big reveal coming up. That's what our show's all about.
That's a
massive
reveal.
Massive.
We also have the Haroon twins on the show today.
Oh, yeah, these guys, social media superstars. If you love WWE, then you'll love these boys. Let's go. Morning Screamer. Pick My Hit, it's called. 0487155544. get on the show. Give us a call. It's Thursday. Let's have a chat. Let's find out what you're up to.
Let's have some fun.
How's life with you? 04871 55 44. Let's go.
Pick my hits.
I'm waiting for Stuart. We've got him. We've got Stuart on. Hi, Stu.
Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate it, bro. How's life? What are you up to?
I'm preparing for work.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher, Chris.
Oh, a teacher.
Got him up early. He's up early here, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So we need you just real quickly to help us choose the next song that gets played here, okay? So we thank you for your time. Are you ready to do this, Stu? Are you okay to do this?
I am.
All right. Ready. Okay, here we go. Nala's up first. Nala, what do you want to play?
I want to hear some Taylor Swift. Oh, you belong to me.
Why not?
I'm the one who understands you. Been here all along, so why can't you see?
Okay, pretty, what do you want to hear?
I'm going old school, Lou Bega, Mama Number 5.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I...
Rossi.
Chris is already won, so choose me, Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Give it to me, baby.
And Stu, I want a classic from Boys to Men. They're your four options. Which one would you like?
I'm a classic guy, Chris, so I would choose Pretty.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Which is what we need this morning.
I appreciate it.
I'm okay with that. You're already okay? Won the competition, yeah. So that's fine.
Okay.
Stu, have a great day. Thanks so much, okay?
Thank you so much, Chris.
All right, brother.
Bye, Stu.
God bless. God bless, Stu.
Legend.
We're really going to play Mambo Number 5.
Please, you love it too. Come on.
I don't. Do you guys know the brand Mambo?
Mambo, yeah.
M-A-M-B-O, Mambo. It's this, Mambo.
Cafe Mambo or...
No, it was a clothing store called Mambo. It was huge in Australia. I think it was an Australian brand.
No Mambo. Idea.
No, you guys never got that.
When was it from? 1982?
I think that, 80s, 90s.
Okay.
I thought it would have been big.
I was joking.
Globally. Right. Mambo. Have a look. M-A-M-B-O, Australia clothing. Do it. All right, well, here it is. Lou Bega.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number 5.
Is he still alive?
I hope so.
Lou Bega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves cheese. Live on the Chris Fade Show. This is Virgin Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car. So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo Number 5.
Ladies, stop gossiping. We have a show to do.
Well, we have the gossip coming up next.
What were you guys talking about that entire time? Basma, Pretty, and Nala, all...
Camila Cabello.
Camila, what's wrong with Camila Cabello?
She just did a podcast.
Yeah.
And...
You said she was trying to be Gen Z.
Yeah, she was very Gen Z. So she did this podcast, which is renowned for being very Gen Z skewed.
It is very.
And I don't know, the way that she was speaking and the language that she was using, I'm not used to that, Camila. We've met Camila. We've met her. We've spoken to her a few times.
You say her name differently than I do.
Because she says Camila.
I say Camila.
But she says
Camila.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know how to say her name.
It's her name. Camila Cabello.
Camila. Okay, so are we going to hear from this coming up?
You want to do it next? I could put it next.
No,
for you.
I really don't. There's
okay. I'll give you
Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello. We're in the same like.
I'll give you the option. Do you rather? Would you rather next hear about Camila Cabello?
Yep.
Talking about that Drake vacation. You're going to hear new music from Camila. Or
who's Camila?
Just to clarify, the reason she says Camila is there's one L, whereas Camilla, you know, Camilla Parker Bowles, two L's.
Okay.
There you go.
Or would you rather hear about Travis Kelce detailing his trip to Australia to see Taylor Swift?
Australia.
They're my options. I've got to either talk about...
I have
about,
other stuff.
Yeah, I'd rather other stuff.
Just know what you have to... One of these will appear in the gossip next. You get to pick which one.
Camilla or Travis Kelce?
Is Travis Kelce offsetting his carbon?
What? No. That's not the option. Okay. So those one of I have other stories plus one of these. So which one do you want next?
I've heard them both, but I'd like to hear them again.
So one of them, I'll tell you, whichever one you don't pick will appear next hour. So
give me Travis Kelce next.
Okay, done.
I'll get it out.
Done.
Less of an audience may hear it, which is better for everybody.
Okay, so Travis Kelce next.
You are so annoying.
We'll do that. Thank you. Did she just say I'm so annoying?
Yes. You don't believe in love.
She gets one show and she becomes like this. Like, never had that disrespect on radio before.
Just go away.
6:19, Dua Lipa training season coming up next, and we'll find out more gossip. Yay, can't wait.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip on Virgin Radio.
Hi, what you got, Pretty Malik?
So Hailey Bieber has taken to her Instagram to put rumors to rest once and for all. And the rumor this time was started by her own father, Stephen Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, Stephen put up this story saying, please pray for my daughter, Hailey, and her husband, Justin.
Yes, I remember this. Okay.
Then their church leader also put up a story saying, everyone, please say a prayer for Hailey and Justin.
Oh,
and everyone's like, what is going on with Hailey and Justin?
Okay.
Everything seems okay, but what's going on? So now she took to her Instagram and she said, just FYI, the stories and constant blind items I see on TikTok are 100% of the time wrong. Made out of thin air, come from the land of delusion. So I know it may be fun feeding into these stories, but just know they're always false. Sorry to spoil it. Also, Hailey, maybe you should have a chat with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, daddy's dropping the rumors.
Yeah, so,
that's interesting.
There's nothing going on according to Hailey Bieber. Everything is fine.
All right, from Hailey Bieber to what else you got for us?
Well, this is your show now. I'll let you pick. What do you want, Jimmy Kimmel or Travis Kelce?
Tell me Travis Kelce. What's going on with him? So Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, here we go again.
So Travis Kelce was on his podcast, New Heights podcast, that he does with his brother Jason, which we love.
Yes.
It's such a great podcast. And he started to share details about his trip to Australia when he went to Sydney, your hometown, Chris, to go see his girlfriend Taylor perform at the Eras Tour. Here's what he said.
Were there just drones above your heads at all? Like, where did this footage come from?
No, there were full-on helicopters just flying around.
A helicopter?
Yeah, they helicoptered us. Well, not us.
That just seems like how much?
Yeah, they don't want it. They don't. This is all because Taylor's the biggest and the best thing possible.
Yeah, of course.
Tell you what, though, the kangaroos were pretty sweet. Got to see a red panda up close and personal.
Red panda.
Yeah.
I love that he says
when they break up, it's going to be the biggest breakup of the decade, I think.
But here's the one thing that I picked up in that whole thing.
I know what you're going to say.
That he's like, it wasn't for me, it was for Taylor, which I think is really cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he knows out of this relationship, I'm not the big fish in the sea here.
She is.
Like, this is Taylor's world and I'm just living in it.
Yeah, it's so true. But
which
I mean,
is cool.
But when he breaks up.
Stop, they're not going to break up.
When they break up, Travis Kelce will then also be his own big star.
No, I think this is the be all end all.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, and finally, Jimmy Kimmel is coming to the defense of Joe Coy. And
we love Joe.
Joe. Because Joe is amazing. Now, if you don't know, Joe Coy was criticized for his hosting duties at the Golden Globes. Because he was blaming the writers. He made a joke about the writers. He did a Taylor Swift joke. All this stuff. Jimmy now told The Hollywood Reporter, not that I have any business programming the Golden Globes, but I think they should let Joe Coy host the show next year and give him a shot at doing it over. It would be very smart. And he said, Jimmy Kimmel said, I think he learned all the lessons and he's a funny guy. So he's saying that just give it to Joe again. He deserves it.
But I wonder
he's a funny
if Joe
guy.
Would want it again. Like he,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
He might not want it. But, you know, I'm going to meet up with him next week when I go to LA.
Oh, tell him that
so
we love him.
I will ask him that. You know, he knows that we love him. And he said he loves us. So I'll talk to him. Because if you don't know, he hosted the Golden Globes. He said one joke. I mean, he got hammered on social media.
Yeah.
And then we all went back. I mean, we in the show watched it. And yes, we know him and he's a friend. But I try to watch it from the outside. And I thought to myself, the guy did a really great job. I don't know why he was getting hammered.
He was a bit different for one. He was a bit like, he walked that line. And I think that's what these kinds of award shows need. Yeah. You need a little bit of fun, of life.
Ricky Gervais, I think he does such a great job, but he offends everybody. But that's it's funny at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So let's see what Joe Coy does.
Thank you so much, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fry.
I've got a gift for Big Rossi.
Now, okay.
Is it a chance to do the pop quiz? Because I'm ready.
Nope.
Okay.
No. So I'm going to think two ways. It's either a legitimate gift or it's something silly.
It's not that Snatch poster, is it?
No.
Is it something silly?
This is really something that you want. Like, it's hard to get. It only just released yesterday.
What is it?
Not many people in the world have this. Honestly, I want it.
Oh.
I want this, but I can't.
Okay.
Because the gift is for Ross.
No, your smile is telling me that something is fishy.
No. No, after
your
Ross...
You're telling me nothing is fishy. Rossi Look at his smile.
After Rossi got me this amazing Snatch poster signed by...
Vinny
not,
Jones.
Not Brad Pitt or Jason Statham, but by Vinny Jones.
Yep.
Honestly, I love it. So I thought...
Well, you haven't taken it home, though. It's been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I want to just leave it. I got you, ladies and gentlemen...
What is it?
It's the new drop
from
LeBron James and Liverpool Football
I
Club.
I knew it. I called it. I called it. Did I not call it? I knew from your smile.
I can't touch that. I'll come out in a rash. I'm not touching it. Sorry. I'll never touch it.
LFC's new drop. This is LeBron James and Liverpool.
Who sent you that? What's the?
I knew it.
That better not be. Is that Craig? Boot Room Craig.
It's so good. Ross, it's for you. You'll never walk alone with us. And LeBron James.
You're like a
sick.
Child. You're a
I
child. You know that, right? You are a
sick.
Child.
Just keep it away from me. Keep it away. It's horrible.
It's not red, though, Ross.
Yeah.
What does it
say? Read that out, Chris. Come on, mate.
Well, it says to Chris, be the first to wear the LFC and LeBron James. But Ross, it's Liverpool. I want you to have it, mate. Yeah, these are the shorts.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Who plays in goal for Liverpool?
Ross, just take the shorts, mate. He won't touch them. It's Liverpool. You'll never walk alone, Rossi.
What are you doing?
You'll never walk alone, buddy.
You're not even a fan. You're like a fake. You don't even know who plays in goal.
Rossi, it's for you, buddy.
Who plays in goal?
You don't have to try to quiz me, mate. Don't try to spin this. These are gifts. This gift is for you. Everton are at the bottom of the table.
No, they're not.
They're at the bottom of the table. They will be relegated next year.
We won't. Don't
next
say
year,
that.
Next year, your penalty points will be taken away from you and you'll be relegated. You won't have a team. Come and walk with us.
No.
Because you'll never walk alone, Ross.
Please keep them away. Keep them away, pretty.
I knew something was wrong, Rossi.
LeBron James, King James. Ross again.
Never.
And this is such a song that you would love to sing. This is totally your style.
It's a band from Liverpool, but I would never sing in your that. Heart, and he'll is this the whole build of this?
No.
Wow.
The greatest football club in the world.
Until LeBron James decides to leave.
You sure you don't want it?
You have no idea about Liverpool
last
whatsoever.
Last chance.
I don't want it. I would never have it.
Wear it.
Actually, yeah, I'll use it.
What for?
We ran out of toilet paper.
Disrespectful.
The Chris Fade Show's 50K.
50,000!
Pop quiz.
I'm covered in money.
Powered by Rack Bank.
So, We're ready to do this right now. Woof. Marion, you're on. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, you superstar, you. What are you up to?
I'm doing the school run.
She's on the school run. What do you do?
I'm a nanny.
You're a nanny. So your responsibility is getting those kids to school.
Yes, correct.
Look at you getting it done. Where are you from?
I'm from Philippines.
Representing the Philippines.
Salamat.
All right.
that's about it. Maganda, salamat, Maganda.
Ross, just stop.
I'll just stop. All right, yeah. Sorry, mate.
Just stop.
Sorry, I'm gagu sometimes.
Baba Kuf.
Wrong country.
I love listening to radio, especially you, Rosie.
This is why we do it. We love you listening. So thank you. Chris is looking a bit salty at the moment. I'm sorry, Marion. But listen, we want you to win this morning. We want you to win.
It's not about you, Chris. It's about Marion.
Marion, did you say you like Rossi the most?
No, of course I love you too.
Okay, as long as there's love.
So funny, so.
Oh, thanks, Marion.
Yeah.
He's asking the questions, so be nice to him, okay?
Marion, let's do this. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. We're here with Rack Bank.
Come on.
Who put down the 50,000 dirhams on the line. It's usually worth 10. We've jackpotted it. We want this to go away. Obviously, Ramadan is upon us. I'm on vacation after tomorrow for 2 weeks, so let's get this going. Marion, when did you move to the UAE?
I came here in 2011.
2011, and you've been a nanny for the same family or for a number of different families?
Yes, it's my third family.
Family.
Well, let's go.
I've been working with them for the last 7 years.
Oh wow!
Good on you. Shout out to all the nannies that are doing it. Without you guys, we would not be able to function. I know my family wouldn't function without my amazing nannies, Virginia and Marilyn. So thank you, Marion. This is for you. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. All right, here we go. You're 60 seconds on the clock, playing for 50,000 dirhams cash. Your time starts right now. What country was Beyonce born in?
USA.
What rapper has a son named Adonis Graham? Is it Drake or Eminem?
Drake.
Finish the cartoon character's name. Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtle.
Who sings the songs Baby, Where Are You Now and Stay?
Justin Bieber.
Who is older, Cristiano Ronaldo or David Beckham?
David Beckham.
Times Square is located in which city?
Dubai.
Times Square.
New York City.
What female singer has a son named Riot Rose? Is it Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna.
Finish the David Guetta song, Baby Don't Hurt.
What?
Emirates, Etihad, and Fly Dubai, all types of?
Airline.
Where is the French Eiffel Tower? What city?
Paris.
Finish the David Guetta song, Baby Don't Hurt.
Me.
Can I swear?
I mean, technically.
She said it.
Technically.
It was after the buzzer.
Well after the buzzer.
Way after the buzzer.
She said the right answer.
Yeah, it was after the buzzer, though.
Like, she said it.
It was, like, the rules are the rules.
I read those questions as quick as I possibly could.
You were so fast. And Marion, you were amazing.
Marion,
I just want to say.
Marion, you did so well.
We got it. She
900 dirhams is yours.
No!
Thank you.
But she said it.
We're so happy for you. We really wanted you to win. The 50K.
But she said it.
You were one question away, which you eventually got right. And it was, a couple of seconds after the buzzer. I could not get that through, unfortunately. I really wanted to make sure. I wanted you to win that 50K. Like, it would have been a story. Like, that for us would have been.
Can we just.
So, as much as we'd like to do it, you did 900 dirhams. Give her a big round of applause.
Woo! Virgin Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You.
I love you. We love you. Thank you so much.
I love you so much. You are my sunshine every morning. Every morning.
Gosh, you're so good. Man, that came so close. Marianne was just on with us, just missed out on winning the 50,000 dirhams cash. The WhatsApp line has exploded. People, give it to her, Chris. Give it to her. You've given people the answers. Help. Listen, when it's 100 dirhams, I have the authority to be able to give that away, but I can't break the rules, and it'd be an extra 49,100 dirhams. I think I would be end up having to pay for that.
Yeah, probably.
So, oh man, it's so cool. The Town Square Dubai question as well. She obviously answered Dubai.
What was the question?
Where is Dubai, where is Times Square located in?
Which US city? Yeah.
And so let's have a listen to the ending of that pop quiz. By the way, if you missed it, Marianne missed out on winning 50,000 dirhams cash by about 3 seconds. Take a listen. You'll hear the buzzer. You'll hear the answer. It was well after. Finish the David Guetta song. Baby, don't hurt.
Me.
Yeah. Oh,
it was so after.
Believe me, all I would want to do is give her that 50,000 dirhams cash. Hey, 900, it's not bad, which
yes,
means...
it's not bad.
Which means there is another 50,000 dirhams still on the line.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, we do it all over again, and it could be you. All right, it could be you. But believe me, from, I know me personally, pretty rusty, the whole show... we wanted that to play out, but there are rules and regulations when there's 50K on the line. There is an audit process which gets done from an external company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can't just go ahead and say
take it.
Even
though that's what we would do, but we can't.
Yeah, on 10K, I possibly would have just taken that hit. I would have seen where that would have gone. You know,
would definitely get in trouble.
Probably be fired.
Rossi.
Yeah, Rossi would be fired.
Rossi, they'll get rid of Rossi. Yeah. No.
Get rid of the weakest link.
No, I wouldn't let that happen.
No, I'm joking.
We are back tomorrow with it. Rack Bank, ready to go again. All right. As for some of you saying that the Times Square question is, it didn't affect the...
No.
She answered it straight away. She said New York, and then a second later she said Dubai. So
Times Square is located in which US city?
City,
is the question.
Yeah, and so we would have accepted Dubai anyway, actually, to tell the truth, but she gave me that New York...
She was quick. It's just that... that last answer, she had time, but she took about 3 seconds after the buzzer to say it.
And so. It was the second time. We gave it to her the first time. She got it wrong the first time. She passed the first time we said, finish the David Guetta song, Baby Don't Hurt Me. If she'd not passed, she would have got it.
Yeah, she passed too early on that, I think.
Yeah, she should have stayed a little bit longer. She probably would have got it. We're disappointed as much as you are. Believe us, we want this money to go. It doesn't come out of our pocket. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back tomorrow, the Chris Fade Shows. 50K pop quiz. Get AO on. Get AO. Get this guy that's messaging AO. He keeps telling me, Chris, it's unfair. You're trying to justify your answer. I want to talk to him. Or her. I bet they probably won't answer.
Which one?
AO keeps messaging. AYO. It's not fair. You're giving people the answer before. Da, da, da. So let me just have a chat to him. I want everyone to be on. We're a family here.
Yeah.
Like I would do with my kids. I'd say, come down. We're having a discussion now. AO, you're sending me a lot of WhatsApps. Go ahead.
Tell him, AO.
Okay, so first, I've been listening for a very long time.
Mm.
And I think many times, you know, you try to give it to people. Yeah, you explained it, 100 dirhams, right? But you try to give it to people, you try to help them. But there was no help for this lady at all, considering you really, really wanted to give it away. First, you already made it clear. If you don't get it, you can come back and answer the question later. So the question of her not getting it first time is passable. He came back to it.
Mm-hmm.
The Times Square question, I didn't hear US. Maybe you said US, but I didn't hear it. So immediately you asked the question, my man, I was like, Dubai. So I think that passed. But she said it. It was boom, 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 boom. And she said me. So I think you could have given, I think the station could have given it to her. And
but she answered it 3 seconds after the buzzer. The time was up, and it was three seconds later.
That it's gone over that, and you pause and pause and pause and say, I'm going to give it to you. I think it was just ready for her to win it this morning.
You're really upset.
If it wasn't worth, but I love this passion, Ayo. Like, I love this. This is a good thing. Passionate thing that you have, and I love that.
But also, I love that you're passionate for someone you've never met in your life.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
That's beautiful. Yeah, listen, if it wasn't 49,100 dirhams, and I would break a rule, because I'd be breaking the rule. Right, I'd be breaking the rule of the pop quiz, and it's worth 49,100.
Right now, so you're just being careful.
What's that?
I said you've broken the rules several times, but the stakes are high now. So.
Yeah, like breaking the rules for 800, 900 dirhams. I always think if we ever get like audited or if anything happens, I'll just pay the 800, 900 dirhams out of my own pocket. Mm. Now, if I was to do this one, I mean, you want me to pay that 49,100 out of my own pocket? I mean, I can, if you guys really want me to, like, if that's where we want to go.
Fade Fit's doing well. Come on, mate.
Like, you know, that's where we're at right now. So I don't want to break the rules. There'd be management involved. There's a lot. Yeah. So, you know.
But your passion is amazing.
I love the passion, bro. Like, that for me is beautiful. That's, like Pretty said, you don't even know Marianne, and none of us do. We've only just heard her on the radio, but we've got this attachment to her.
We're like, come on, Marianne.
So we tried. And let me tell you one thing. Those questions today... very easy.
And she did really well.
A lot easier than any other day of the week, I can tell you that right now. So I think she was already given the advantage. Believe me, she was given a huge advantage this morning, because when I saw those questions, I was like, oh, they really want this to go off today. All I'm going to tell you all tomorrow is at 7:10, you do all you can to get through to the Chris Fade Show. All right, you do all you can, because if it's anything like today, you'll have a huge chance to win 50,000 dirhams. And we're still reliving the pop quiz that Marianne went through just earlier on. If you missed it, she just missed out on winning 50,000 dirhams cash. She unfortunately didn't get the answer in time. She got the right answer, but it was about 2 to 3 seconds after the buzzer.
Yeah.
Take a listen. Finish the David Guetta song, Baby Don't Hurt.
Me.
You know what I love about that? Is all of us dropping our pens in frustration.
Yes.
Let's have a listen to all of us drop our pens.
Finish the David Guetta song, Baby Don't Hurt.
Me.
So angry.
We threw our phones. I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed that we didn't get to give that away to me. Because that would have been obviously, you know, that's life-changing for everybody. But, you know, Nanny Marion would have loved that one. How do you guys feel?
I feel sad.
Because we're getting, WhatsApp. Some people like saying, you know, it's the rules. We understand why. Other people are like, no, you should have given it to her. Mm. But like for us, it's like, I'm sad now. Like I wanted to be able to like give that away.
I was like ready for it. She did so well. She knew every single answer. Mm.
It was easy though. There were easy questions.
Yeah.
I'm going through them again right now. I mean.
It was easy.
What country, would have you won the money? What country was Beyonce in? I think that was pretty easy. What rapper has a son named Adonis Graham? Is it Drake or Eminem?
Drake.
Again, multiple choice, so even if you got it wrong, you would have got it ahead of time.
50-50.
Finish the name. Teenage Mutant Ninja. Yeah, Turtles. Baby, Where Are You Now and Stay are sung by... I thought that was one of the harder ones in there, and she got it.
Right away.
Times Square is located in which U.S. city? New York. Which female singer has a son named Riot Rose? I didn't know that one. However, Rihanna or Beyonce was the option. Rihanna was the answer. Finish the David Guetta song, Baby Don't Hurt Me. Emirates, Etihad, and Fly Dubai are all types of airlines. And what French city is the Eiffel Tower located in? She got them all except for she got them all, just not in the right amount of time.
Mm. Stop yelling at us, please. On the text line.
It happens. It's being real. We're not by everyone. But that's passion. When you feel frustrated and you're passionate about something, you want to be vocal about it. And I want people to send us messages. I think it's fine. I think it's fine to be able to do that.
I know. It's nice to be passionate.
It's definitely your fault, though.
But yeah, those questions in pop quiz ability, like in pop quiz standards, very easy. I gotta say, I see the questions first. And I pretty much know on the day if I think someone's gonna win the pop quiz or not.
And you felt it today.
Oh, did I? When I read those questions, I was like, huh. I think someone's going to get it today. That's what I felt today. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. All right, but it's back at 7:10. And as I said, get through to Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, and we'll get it done. All right, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Okay. It's if you're on the way to school right now, it is, what is it, book day or something?
Well, book day today.
No way.
So you had to dress up as your favorite character, right?
From a book, yeah. So what have your kids gone as, by the way?
Man, I failed as a father on this one, as a parent. I got angry at him last night.
Why?
Well, because I only 9:20 p.m. I get the message from Kiki.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I gotta dress up tomorrow for World Book Day. I'm like in bed, about to fall asleep, trying to get to sleep.
Did you tell about it?
I'm like, no. What are you going as? She's like, all my clothes are in boxes because we're in the middle of this move. No. And I'm like, why are you telling me now? At 9, we've hung out since you got home from school. I probably should have known that. Anyway.
Just send her in a school uniform.
Go to school, kid. Harry Potter. Put glasses on. Done.
Done.
Do you know what I mean?
Done.
Take a maths book.
My other daughter wanted to go as Catwoman. I said, you're not going to Catwoman.
Is that a book, though?
I don't know, but Catwoman to me is wearing like a lycra.
It's a comic book.
It's a comic book.
I said, you're not going as Catwoman. So I don't know. I really don't know what they went as. You know, they're at the age where they run their own life. I'm just there.
Paying for it.
Yeah,
now I'm curious. I want to know.
I'm just there to pay for whatever, you know, what they need. But I was trying to work out last night what would have they gone as? What could you go as that you have at home?
Nushi, what did you go as for?
Oh, she's in class. She ain't gonna look at that.
100% she will.
Nah, phones are banned. They don't look at them.
I'm getting messages off my daughter from the iPad in class.
Stop blowing up her spot.
Yeah, your kids will always be able to message you on your iPad because they're allowed iPads. What did your kids go as?
Annie went as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
That's cute.
And she's got the red hair and all.
No, she doesn't. No.
Dorothy hasn't got red hair. She's got red shoes.
Red shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I wonder if she's got red shoes. And then Isla went as something. I don't know what the name of the book is, but it's something about magic, medicine or something. I don't know. Liz went as fantastic Mr. Fox.
Mr. Fox.
Oh, the teachers have to go as well.
Yeah.
What book would have you gone as?
I would have just probably not got dressed up and got a Shrek.
That's not nice. Cat in the Hat, maybe?
Cat in the Hat? Like, yeah, that's a good outfit.
The top hat.
Yeah, but you hate... You don't
Are
like
there
cats.
Any famous Arabic books, Nala, that you read as a kid in Syria?
I don't remember, actually.
Well, that's awesome.
Chris, you love reading books. What would you have gone as?
Blinky Bill.
Rambo.
Rambo.
Yeah, it was a book at one stage. Rambo would have just gone as that.
No, it's not a book.
It would have gone as Michael Jordan.
Oh my gosh, it's a book!
It's a book?
Yeah, Rambo's a book.
Wow.
I would have gone as Michael. Oh, you want to know what happened? This is a story. I know we're just talking here, but this is a story from my school, and I look back at it now. I don't think he could have done it.
What?
One of our PE teachers went as Michael Jordan, right, when I was a kid.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me they did what I think they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got paid.
Oh, no.
And he was wearing the jersey and everything, and he had paid. Yes. Yeah. I'm looking at that now. That was wrong.
Yeah.
Very wrong.
Yeah, he looked like Rossi as well. Like he was like a Rossi.
Yeah. And then
And then he dressed up as Michael Jordan, had the singlet, had everything else, and got paint. And I mean, I look at that now and I go, wow, that's not cool. You know,
the times have changed.
Yeah. So let me start off this interview by doing this. Wait for it.
Scary position for both men. Right back in. Oh, and he paid for it.
Exploder into the turnbuckle.
What a battle this has been.
Oh, hello, the cares.
Now, what you hear is some WWE commentators going crazy. But what you see are two twins. The Haroon twins are in the studio right now. You guys, I love it. I don't even know how I came across your page. I think it just popped up, and then it popped up again, then it popped up again. I thought, I love what these guys are doing. Dubai born, but out of Canada, you guys have created something very unique where you recreate wrestling scenes, but using the actual commentator's feed. Is that right?
Exactly. We just do it in public places, you know, such as the beach, trampoline. We try to be unique, different, and people like that.
We just try to make content like that you don't see often on the internet.
And so what started off as like, let's do one or two, has now got you more than 3 million subscribers on YouTube.
What?
And in the last 10 months alone have gained 900,000 followers on Instagram and over 500 million viewers. Give them a big round of applause.
Yeah.
That's not easy at all.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we've been working a lot for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And just seeing that people with the comments and likes, views, we really appreciate it.
Like, the feedback has been amazing, and that's what's keeping us going.
Now, when you guys recreate these wrestling scenes,
yeah,
you look like you know what you're doing. Like, it looks like you could actually probably do this in the WWE.
I mean, a lot of people have been questioning, like, why aren't we in the WWE? And it's not the same thing. Like, in a wrestling ring, it's way different. I think it's like a bigger league. And it takes a lot of, you know, like, courage for you to stand in the ring. Because taking a bump in the ring is not the same thing as taking a bump in a pool or...
But it hurts. In the pool, it hurts.
Have you guys ever injured yourself doing any of these posts or these reels on Instagram or YouTube?
For now, not.
Okay, we're touching wood.
But we might in the Chris Fade show.
No, don't say that.
Well, no, but this is... It's pretty crazy. Again, if you're not following these guys, give them a little follow. It's called Haroon Twins. H-A-R-O-O-N Twins. Obviously, you're twins. Where are you guys originally from? Like,
we're originally from Syria.
So you're Syrian, yeah. Born here, moved to Canada?
Yeah, moved to Canada at the age of 5, and we come to Dubai every year because we still have family there.
That's awesome, man. Where do you, has the WWE seen this?
Yeah, that's has any wrestler reached
they
out?
Cleared, we recently we're in a collaboration with some people in the WWE, so they know who we are, but they're like, they don't want to directly, you know, like, support us because they say to not try this at home.
Of course.
So they don't want to, like, send out this message, oh, like, these guys are trying this at home. And
Yeah, but I mean, like, a lot of WWE superstars are following us, and one of them is Randy Orton.
Oh, you got Randy Orton. That's great.
Cool.
Mr. RKO.
Yeah. So he's in the big leagues.
But let's be honest, like, we used to always try it at home, didn't we?
Yeah. Kids, you'd always grow up doing wrestling moves.
When you were younger, like, jumping off the sofas and stuff.
Of
it was great.
Of course. Where do you want this to go? I mean, obviously, you've got millions of followers already and you're doing really well, but is there an end game for the Haroon Twins?
I mean, for now, you know,
to end in WWE. Like, that's
do you want to be in, like, the WWE?
Yeah, like, if ever, you know, we get a call, why not? I would, like, we would be down to try it and see where it brings us.
That's cool.
We're, like, open to opportunities, so yeah.
I love that. Well, if you haven't followed them, Haroon Twins, we're going to do a collaboration on the Chris Fade Show with the Haroon Twins. We're going to have our own wrestling match very, very soon. You'll be able to see that on our social media. But for us and Gaith, thank you so much for coming in, man. And keep doing what you're doing. I love what you guys do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris.
And thank you for having us on your birthday.
Thank you, man.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, brother. Happy birthday. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. But yeah, thank you for coming in, man. Thank you guys as well.
You are welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Give him a big round of applause. Yeah! Haroon Twins, follow them now. We're live. This is Virgin Radio. That's Pitbull. Hotel room service. Got a couple of messages saying, yo, what's wrong with these lyrics? I don't know. I haven't even listened to it. Can we go through the lyrics of this song?
No.
Hotel room service.
Okay.
So, like, this song was released about 10 years ago.
More.
And played on every radio station, but no one ever had a problem with it. It's funny. Now, I feel like we're more alert to... things.
We're a little bit more hyper aware. Is that the right word?
Mm. Hyper aware, maybe. Is that it?
I don't know.
I'm going to go through the lyrics here. But if you started to go through all the lyrics of songs, you couldn't play a lot of music.
Yeah, that's true.
I want everybody to stop what they're doing now. If you know you're with somebody, you're going to take the hotel room tonight.
You're gonna take.
Make some noise. Meet me at my hotel room. Forget about your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. We're at the hotel room. She likes that stuff too.
Editing on the go here.
I can't say that one. That one's edited out in our version too.
I mean, looking at the lyrics, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think so. Let me keep going. After party in the hotel lobby, then we're off to the room like vroom. Put the fingers in your... Oh, well, yeah. And pull the G... Oh, no, don't do that one. Now, give me that sweet, the Gucci stuff.
Gucci.
No, it's Gucci.
Oh, what?
Not Gucci. Then we're going to go...
No, it's Gucci.
I've got Gucci. G-O-O-S-H-Y.
It's Gucci. It's Gucci stuff.
My lyrics say Gucci stuff.
It's wrong.
Are you sure?
In my lyrics, it says Gucci.
No, I think because it's... Now, give me that sweet, that nasty Gucci. I don't think he's saying, like, I want nasty Gucci.
It's Gucci.
Dubai bling, baby.
And then it goes into some Spanish, which I don't understand. He's going to check the pipes, though.
Oh. Wonder if he's corgi registered.
He says, I'm going to be a plumber tonight.
Yeah.
He really does.
It's a good job, that. Always in demand.
Interesting.
No, mujeres just means, like, ladies.
All right, well, there we go. We'll check the lyrics.
Might have been one of my favorite things we've done today.
Kids are in the school. We're okay.
Come for the gossip.
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
Let's talk about the highest paid actors in Hollywood. Forbes has released the list. They've given us the figures gross income, which is before taxes, and then after taxes as well.
Okay.
The list is by what they made after taxes.
So all right, so after they paid everything, this is how much money they're left with. Let's go.
What do you want to go? Top five?
Top five. Give it to me.
Matt Damon in at number five.
Matt Damon.
$43 million. Oh. Tom Cruise, number four, $45 million. This is how much they made in the year 2023, by the way. Ryan Gosling, number three, $43 million. Expected. Sorry, Ryan Gosling and Matt Damon were tied. Tom Cruise is third. Margot Robbie comes in at second.
Oh.
$59 million she made in 2023. She's the youngest actor on the list at 33 years old.
Unbelievable.
Look at Barbie. Her.
Yeah.
Good Aussie girl there.
And she's an executive producer on Barbie, so she gets a cut from all the earnings as well.
Oh, that's smart.
Wow, yeah.
Smart move. And number one, your highest paid actor in Hollywood for 2023 is, you will never guess this name.
Will I know the name?
Yes, but you will never guess it. I'll give you one guess each. Go, quickly. Number one, last year.
Kevin Hart? The Rock?
Number one, last year.
Amit Bachchan.
Amitabh Bachchan, Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Literally said it's in Hollywood.
Sorry.
I'm just going to tell you now. Who? Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it because he's producing a lot, isn't he?
So he made $73 million last year. He did a deal with Netflix.
Yes.
He did movies on
Netflix.
He
was dropping like three movies a year on Netflix.
Yeah, and he did a comedy tour around North America as well. So that got him a lot
good
of money.
On him.
I love him.
Adam Sandler also looks like he's homeless when he just, yes. I mean, he just walks the streets in ripped shorts, dirty t-shirts, and I love that about him.
That's his vibe.
I love
That's
it. His vibe. He can play basketball pretty well.
Yeah,
as well.
He does.
All right, thank you, Pretty Malik.
And finally,
I thought we were done. I like that list. Oh my gosh, this is Camila Cabello's story that Nala and Pretty have been wanting to talk about since 6 a.m. this morning. Go ahead.
So she was on this podcast that I can't say the name of. Anyway, she started talking about a lot of things.
Why? Why can't you say the name?
I feel like after especially our Pitbull situation, I shouldn't say
Give me a few like words.
Call Daddy.
Call Daddy.
There's a word in between.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. Okay,
Tell me.
No.
Tell me.
Can I fit? I have a lot to get through here, Chris.
Tell me.
So remember a few months.
Me.
Stop talking.
Okay.
A few months ago, Camila Cabello and Drake were spotted on vacation together, and everyone was wondering, like, what's going on between them.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Here we go.
I wouldn't say, like, straight up vacation.
Okay.
It was vacation plus some work. Have I ever had what?
Like a little thing with Drake.
A beautiful artistic collaboration with him?
Yes.
I may or may not have.
So it looks like it was a work thing.
So Drake and Camila Cabello, just a work thing.
And possibly releasing music together. The other thing they talked about was Shawn Mendes. She was asked a lot about her ex, Shawn Mendes.
Interesting.
Why did they get back together? What was the reason behind them splitting? Have a listen.
I will always care about him and love him. He's such a good person.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky, you know, because some people have exes that are awful. And, you know, and he is not. He's a really kind, good person.
How did you guys make this huge decision to be like, okay, we're moving on?
It wasn't even like a decision. I think you just kind of are like, yeah, this doesn't really, it's not a fit. It doesn't feel right. let's be friends. I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you.
And that's that.
So they love each other, but yeah.
Yeah, they realize they were not a right fit. And mm-hmm. yes, why is Camila Cabello doing all this press suddenly? New music is on the way. Here's a little taste of her brand new single that will be coming out soon called I Love It.
Come on, be good. Seeing stars. Oh my God. Taylor Swift?
Excuse me.
Sounds
nothing like Taylor.
Taylor Swift sped up.
This sounds like Taylor Swift.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
No, it doesn't.
It does, guys.
No, it doesn't.
I guarantee everyone listening to this show will be like, yeah, that sounds like Taylor Swift.
Really? I don't think it sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
Oh my God. It sounds like Taylor Swift.
No, I think more Selena Gomez.
Yeah, it sounds like.
What's the song?
Home and handsome as
yeah.
hell.
Oh, what's that song?
I'm not saying.
Wildest Dreams.
Wildest.
Wow, Rossi.
I'm a Swiftie these days.
I'm impressed.
It doesn't sound anything like Wildest Dreams.
So, ready? This is.
Can you get the hook?
There's definitely similarities.
No.
Listen, ready? Just listen to this. Now, ready? It's the same.
Nothing!
I am a musician.
No, Selena Gomez maybe, but not Taylor.
More Selena
than
Taylor.
Don't hate, dude.
Like,
don't
more
hate.
Come and get it. If just, you're ready, come. Like that.
Just.
Stuff.
0487155544. If you think there's a little bit of similarities, I'm not saying it's the same, but it's got the same kind of like. Yeah.
The start of Camila does, yeah. The start of it sounds like Taylor Swift.
Eddie, that does a lot of the music.
Eddie
the
hates Taylor,
radio.
So he's not allowed to speak.
Eddie said the same thing.
Eddie
it
hates
sounds
Taylor
like
Swift.
It, yeah.
He's not allowed to speak.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, Selena
Chris
Gomez.
Is, oh, look at the WhatsApps. Chris is right. Look, have a
Where?
Look.
I'm trying to find it.
All right, thank you.
It's
thanks.
Not there.
Well done,
I don't
Ross.
See
Ross,
a message.
Thanks
I don't see
thanks
anything.
For getting that song
thank
title
you, mate.
There, mate.
Swifties
well done.
Unite.
Yeah, there it is. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Chris is right. Ladies and gentlemen, for many of you, you may have not realized, but for the past 2 months, we have had an ultimate warrior training machine beast of a human being. No, it's not me.
It's not
no,
me.
No, it's not Rossi.
Definitely not me.
Definitely not Nala.
Really not me.
No chance of being Basma.
It is
the one,
the only.
So for the past 2 months, Pretty Malik has been on an ultimate training machine. She has been at the gym at least minimum of 6 days a week, if
she's
not every single day.
She's going head to head with Ronda Rousey.
Oh my gosh.
He has to get it out of his head.
She's going head to
just
head.
Just let me do my thing.
Sorry, go on.
Start again.
She's been going every single day, 6 days a week, possibly sometimes even seven at the gym. She's been training for a minimum of 2 hours a day. She's been eating only the cleanest of all food. She's on a strict meal plan, and she's dropped how much?
I don't want to say it.
Say it?
Nearly 5 kilos.
Woo! Nearly 5 kilos in 2 months. She's put on more than 17% body muscle well.
17?
She is looking like an absolute beast. Little Pretty Malik here.
Ain't little no more.
She is the champion.
I'm a champion.
How do you feel, Pretty? Tell us about the journey. Why the journey, Pretty? Why?
Well, I have been training with my trainer, Jason, for 4 years now. And I had never done anything like this. And I think at the start of the year, I looked at myself and I said, you're going to turn 38. This is in January. You're going to turn 38 this year.
38?
Which I did.
Wow, that's old.
Right?
No,
that's exactly what I said to myself. I said,
I'm older than her. I'm allowed to say that.
No, you're none of you are old.
Okay. Anyways, stop talking, child. Then, so I said, if I'm ever going to do a quote-unquote transformation,
yeah.
this is the time. Because it only gets harder as you get older for your body to transform.
Yeah, that's right.
So I took it upon myself and I said, you know what, Preeti? I'm going to take the challenge and I'm going to do it.
So you did a transformation. Now, for the naked eye, you can't tell. Because you're always fairly, from my eyes, a small framed body, you're petite anyway.
Yeah.
However, are you going to do the before and after photos and put them up on Instagram? That's what I want to know.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Of course. I put in the work. I'm going to show you what work I put
in.
Okay. So this is where I wanted to go to.
So I'm doing a photo shoot.
When are you doing it?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Right. Tomorrow you're doing a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a before and after of Preeti.
Yeah. So we have the, obviously you have the befores, but I'm going to do like a full on photo shoot
You've got to get a spray tan.
This is now. Stop it.
No, no. Get a spray tan.
I'm a brown girl.
She doesn't need it.
So are you telling me someone that's brown doesn't need to get, like, they don't get, you guys don't get spray tans?
I've never heard, I don't know. Do brown people, my fellow brown people, do you get spray tans? Even Jason said you should go get a spray. I'm like, 100%. What are you talking about?
Can I tell you, have you not seen those things on TikTok where the guys do transformation, but they do it fake? So what they do, girls and guys can do this. Ross, you can do this. I can do this. Right? All you go and do is you go get a spray tan, put oil on yourself, then get good lighting. You can make yourself look dramatically better than you did before and after just by a fake tan, lighting, and oil. So Preeti, you've put the hard work in.
Yeah.
But if you want at least another 20% added to these photos, go and get a fake tan.
I've never gotten a fake tan in my life.
You can just use like oil and bronzer. She'll be fine.
You're Indian. You're a South Asian. Yeah. Okay, so I think it would work. It would still get you darker.
But I've never, like, okay, all of my fellow South Asian friends, I don't think any of us have ever gone, I'm going to go to the tanning salon.
So I was thinking about opening up a spray tan in India. That's not going to work. It's not a good business idea.
No, I don't think, I've never thought, like, I've got caramel colored skin, right?
Perfect. Beautiful.
Ross, so stop picking your nose.
Sorry, there's a spot on the side of my nose.
But if you're South Asian and you've gotten a spray tan, can you just let me know? Because I feel like we don't do this.
Well, I mean, if you're of a,
are you a brown girl like me?
Brown, yeah. What about if you're from Africa? Like, I'd like to know, would you ever get a spray tan? Or
like, is that a thing?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Oil is enough.
0487155444. Preeti, well done, by the way. Give her a round of applause.
Tomorrow morning, I will be continuing my strict diet. After that, this weekend, wherever you see me, yes, I will have tons of carbs with me at all times.
Carbs are okay to eat, Preeti. Don't stay away from carbs, okay?
Of course. I have carbs every day, saying. But I'm gonna have more.
Where are you from, Mamtu?
India, Mumbai.
Mumbai. You getting a spray tan ever or what?
Yes, and I have a can of Bondi Sands at home.
So when you put a spray tan on or you put the cream on, what like the skin, what does it do?
It just evens out a skin tone. Sometimes you're out in the sun because Dubai sun, right? So sometimes you don't have even skin tone. So I just like it when you're going out for a party and you're wearing short clothes, so you want an even skin tone all over, it helps.
Hey, are you, okay, on a scale of Preeti brown and upwards, what brown are you? Or less. Are
Maybe
you fairer?
Maybe two shades lighter.
Yeah, see? She's fairer.
Preeti.
See? She's fairer.
Preeti. Do the spray tan. I can get one to come to your house.
No, I've never done one. What if I look at you? Forget it. You look like an Oompa Loompa.
You're going to look great. For the photo that you want, I'm telling you, all the little six-pack lines, if you want them to come out, that's what all these bodybuilders... Why do you think professional bodybuilders... Do you not see these guys go up on stage?
Yeah, no, but their heads look different colors, though.
Yeah, because they don't spray it on their heads because they want their body to show.
But I feel like... I don't know.
Do it. If you want the real results, all right, you've got to do it.
No. No.
So you're not going to do it?
I feel weird. I've never done it in my life, and I feel like the night before the biggest photo shoot that I've been working for the past 2 months, I should not be doing something I've never done.
Yeah.
Can we have an arm wrestle then? Because I reckon you could beat me.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Come on.
Hold on. I need to...
You're not arm wrestling Preeti, Malik.
Where are we going?
No, someone's arm will break. Do not do it.
Come on, let's do it.
Do not do it. I've seen it happen before. Do not arm wrestle her.
Let's just try.
Rossi, do not arm wrestle her.
Do I get to use two hands?
No.
One hand only.
You probably beat me.
They're going to arm wrestle right now. Anyway, well done to Pretty Malik. We'll see these before and after photos.
Teresa's saying, by the way.
Can we do a... can we post them as well ourselves?
I don't know if we'll be allowed to.
Yeah, we will. What are you going to be wearing?
Like a sports top, like a sports bra.
Okay. And what's below, shorts or pants?
Pants.
Okay, yeah, we can post them.
Okay, ready? One.
Yeah. Go.
Two.
Rossi, do not break her hand.
Oh, wow. One, two, three.
Pretty, break his hand.
She's actually very strong.
It's pretty even at this moment. Okay, Rossi, stop it. You'll break her hand. I've seen it happen before.
It's such a lie.
She used two hands. That's not fair.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty Malik. We're proud of you. Go and do it. Go and get this spray tan. I'll have them come over to your house tonight, 7:30.
No, no, I've already booked it. No.
Here's Flo Rida. If you don't want to do it at your house, come to my house. I'll get it done.
No.
Bassam's called in. What's up, Bass?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Welcome to Thursday morning on Virgin Radio.
Well, I just wonder you're picking on Pretty.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
I was what?
Picking on Pretty.
How was I picking on Pretty?
Man, how can you tan a tan person?
Exactly my point. Exactly my point.
What do you mean?
I'm from Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah.
And how can you tan a tan person?
No, you go darker. You go darker. You go darker. It happens. Doesn't matter how dark you are.
See,
you spend time in the sun, you go darker.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're from Egypt, India.
But I feel like a spray tan is extreme. Like, we're getting messages on the text line here, and everyone is saying to do oil instead.
Yeah, oil.
Or use bronzer oil.
Well, carrot oil.
Go and get a spray tan.
We live in the sun.
Hold on.
We live in the sun.
Yeah, I know. Now, I've got Eddie. Eddie, you're from Kenya. Hi, Eddie. Eddie from Virgin Radio. How are you, bro?
Yo, yes.
Yeah.
Good, brother. How you doing?
Good. Are you at work yet?
Almost there.
All right. When you stay in the sun, you're from Kenya. When you stay in the sun, do you go darker?
Oh, yeah.
See?
A lot more darker than
no
I am.
No one is arguing that.
So that, you know.
Why would I want to stay in this? Why would I want to go darker, though?
No, I'm saying, Bussum's saying, how do you tan a tan person? Everyone in the sun, no matter what your skin color is, goes darker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I go like like two shades darker.
That's not the argument, though.
Yes, it is.
The argument is, he's saying, why do you want to spray tan?
Okay, so I'll explain. As a ex-professional bodybuilder...
Well, can I just
Eddie,
do a bronzer...
I'm hanging up on it. Eddie's like, bye, Eddie.
Can I just do bronzer oil instead? Why do I have to go all the way, 100% in on a spray tan?
So when you do a spray tan, if anyone ever is doing a transformation video or photo, all right, I'm just going to give you the facts here, all right? If you get a spray tan, get the right lighting and oil, your body will look 50% better or more enhanced than without the spray tan. So it's up to you, Pretty. You've done a great job. You've done everything naturally. You don't need a spray tan. However, in these photos, if you want more of the wow factor, you'd get a spray tan. Now, I'm going to leave the conversation there. It's over to you. Raksha, yes?
Hello?
Yes.
So you don't actually...
I can't hear you on loudspeaker.
No,
I don't do loudspeaker. I don't do loudspeaker.
Let me hear what she has to say. Stop talking. You're being very annoying.
So annoying.
I know it's not about you. Just hold on, Chris. Raksha, what's your advice?
So you don't actually have to get a spray tan. You can get a bronzer. There's makeup for the body. There's also those Sally Hansen, the spray that you can use on your legs and arms. And
are you a bodybuilder?
No, I'm not a bodybuilder.
Oh, then you don't
but
know.
I have used it before.
Yeah, I'm a bodybuilder.
But I have used it before, and it's not something you don't want to do something that's so permanent and is going to be documented that you haven't done before.
Thank you.
Honestly,
I'm going to call Benoist Gym. Is that what it's called? Benoist.
What's that?
Benoit.
No, it's the gym in Alcussi where all the professional bodybuilders are at.
Be nice.
Benoist.
Benoit.
It's Benoist.
Benoit.
You know Benoit. I'm going to call him right now. B-I-N-O-U-S.
I agree with
what you're saying. B-I-N-O-U-S.
You know, it's world famous, this gym now, because all the bodybuilders go there.
But I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm a normal human being.
Yeah, but you're going to do a transformation
photo.
Yes,
I'm going to get a bronzer.
It's not shout. It's really, really annoying now.
Yes, hello.
Hi, is this Benoit's gym?
Yes.
I'm just asking a question here. Is it good to put like spray tan before doing a transformation photo? Will I look more musclier?
I don't have idea regarding that one.
There you go.
Have you got any body? Are there any bodybuilders around you that I could talk to? Is any big boys there or girls?
Just a moment. Huh?
All right, thanks. So they're going to get me one.
Right now, we don't have any personal trainer here.
Okay, bro. All right, no problem. I'll let you go. Thanks, man. You guys are a good gym, huh?
Yeah.
I know. See it on TikTok and Instagram and all that. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Bye, mate. Bye.
Okay.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Well done.
Pretty, when do we get this transformation photo?
I don't ever want to show you.
Does it come out tomorrow? Can we get it tomorrow
no,
for the show?
No, it's not tomorrow.
I'm on vacation for 2 weeks.
Well, tough luck, kid. I'm doing it after the show.
Are you going to do the reveal when I'm not here?
It's going to be on my Instagram.
Big news.
Oh, man.
Don't laugh.
It's Virgin.
What are you laughing at?
He looks good, though.
They do. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh, my gosh. Is that what you really look
like? What is your power, dude?
Yeah. Your eyes look a little bit weird.
What do you mean, like, big?
You have a... Show me your glasses.
Rossi has succumbed to the age of getting old because he's now, for the first time ever that we've ever seen this, Rossi's had to put his glasses on. He's got glasses, everybody.
Your power is so strong.
Ross has got glasses.
Compare it to yours, Prince.
You're telling me you were walking around not being able to see a damn thing.
Yeah.
Can I see his glasses? Rossi's got glasses, everyone. Rossi's wearing glasses.
No wonder about headaches.
Chris, this man, look how powerful they are.
Wow. He literally at Chris's eyes.
He couldn't see a thing.
These are really strong, Ross. You were living life without these on.
Really?
How did you see anything?
Put them on. Let me see. They're very good.
They're just free ones from the health insurance.
So basically Rossi can't, he's long-sighted, I think, can't see close. So whenever we were doing anything, the funniest moment for me when I knew that Rossi needed glasses, he was DJing an event and I was next to him and he couldn't read the songs that he was playing. Yeah. And he said to me, "What's that song?" And I'm like, "Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry, Child." He's like, and he clicks it. I said, "You can't see the writing."
And that was with the font that made it even bigger.
Yeah, it was like 22 font or something.
But it looks so good.
How does it feel? How does it feel to wear the glasses on now?
He looks handsome.
Thank you, Nala.
Yeah, they do. You look good. They look good on you.
I don't know what it's like. I'm still getting used to them. These are just like reading ones. But
it's aged you a little bit, though.
Yeah, but he looks handsome. He looks like the gentleman.
But his eyes look... Why does his eyes look...
I know why. You didn't go for the progressive.
No, yeah. I should have gone for the progressive. Yeah, maybe. Because
they're massive and you can't see forward, right?
But like the progressive, you have to wear them all the time. And yes, I don't want to wear them all the time.
But you need to. You cannot see. Your power is so high.
How do you know?
Yeah, but your eyes look a little bit like... They look, goggly a little bit.
You need progressives.
Go get the other lenses. I think these were cheaper, right?
No, yeah, I just went for these ones because I didn't want to have glasses on all the time.
No, but you should because when you're looking forward and you're looking ahead, you can't use this power to look far.
Yeah, no, but like you have to train yourself. And
so
like,
can you see me?
Like 2 weeks of learning.
Can you see me with those glasses on?
Yeah.
I look fine?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you can see in front of you.
Yeah, like the writing on the screen is like a lot bigger.
All right, well, it's a pivotal moment. March 7th, mark at 8:47. For the first time, we've seen Rossi with glasses. Forever, we'll know you as the Rossi with glasses. You look great in them, mate.
8:48.
Yeah, well, you put them on at 8:47, so okay. I quoted back. Pretty, you'll need to know this as well eventually.
Yeah, when I take Duke, what should I do?
You're not taking the dog.
It's got to be under 10 kilos.
Abby, give me a tip. Give me some tips. I forget how to fly with children. What do we got?
So when you take off, breastfeed the baby or give formula so it helps their ears from the pressure.
All right, I'll do a formula feed. I won't do the breastfeeding.
Yeah, I think you shouldn't do that, Chris.
So what, on the takeoff and on the...
Landing.
So, yeah, I'm trying to remember. Do they have those baby seatbelts?
I think if you have a young baby under 4 months, they have to be in the bassinet if you're flying with Emirates.
Ah, no, I'm flying with Qatar. But I think he's just turned 4 months today.
Yeah, I think he would need to be in like the cot basket, bassinet that they put in, because it has a built-in seatbelt.
Okay.
I'm looking up the rules.
He's a bit big, my boy.
What happens in business class with the babies? Have you got a bassinet area or not?
Yeah.
Do you? Where, though? Because, like, you
don't know. It goes in the chair somewhere.
Okay.
There's a couple of seats. So just breastfeed, that's for the ears, is it? So the ears are pop.
Yeah. So, you know, like, we swallow or we suck sweets. Well, they don't have that. So you can give them something to drink so they swallow and then it helps with their ears.
I was going to just give them a stick of gum.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Not good. Not good for the 4 month old.
Silly.
Thanks, Abby. You know, Abby, have you ever heard about... I did this, you know, I don't think they recommend it, but I did do it with my kids a while back.
Don't say it.
No, you get, you know, the allergy medicine?
Yeah.
And you give them, you give them a little bit, and it knocks them out a little bit, just makes them tired. You ever done that?
I've never done that, no. No, I haven't.
I don't recommend doing
it,
guys.
Maybe you shouldn't be saying that.
Calpol is the same thing.
Yeah, Calpol, I think it was. Mm. Yeah. No, a doctor gave it to me. Because when you're flying,
not paracetamol.
It's more about like it. You know when you take a antihistamine, it can sometimes make you a little bit drowsy.
Don't take anything unless advised by your doctor. Right?
Yes, good advice.
No, the doctor gave it to me.
You should be doing the show, not Chris.
Guys, the doctor gave it to me. I was flying with two kids on my own to London. Right?
Mm.
And the doctor said this will just relax them and let them sleep. I double dosed it accidentally. I was so scared.
I feel like we need
Don't ever do it. And if you do, you speak to your doctor beforehand. But they were having allergies as well. Like it wasn't
Stop lying. You're such a liar.
They were
just
sneezing.
On.
One of them had a cold.
That's such a lie. Move on. More tips on for Chris. We're going to pretend this conversation never happened.
Ahmed.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good, mate. Give me some tips.
So I actually flew with my 8-month daughter to Canada. It was a long-ass flight.
Yep.
And I flew with Qatar Airways as well, and it was business class. So they actually, if you choose the Q suite, you're in the center, so you put your kid in between you and your wife. The best thing is probably the formula, and if the baby cries, just show some YouTube.
Yeah,
it's 4 months.
It's gonna be all right.
No, the kid has already. Cruz has already. He settles down when he looks at a screen. It's crazy.
No.
Yeah, already. And Brianna is like, I don't want him watching screen time. And so I'm
go
like,
on,
all
Brianna.
Right, you look after him.
That's the best thing. That's the best thing to do. Yeah. And the baby's just gonna go quiet, and you're gonna have a good flight.
I'm getting him Apple Pro Vision glasses. I'm sticking them on him,
Chris.
I mean, what are you worrying for? You don't need this, you know, to worry when you're on a private jet, do you, Kristen?
Just stop talking. I'm flying a regular airline.
Okay.
You always gotta do that. Thanks, Ahmed. I appreciate you, man. Sarah, what do you think?
Oh, please don't give the baby histamine. Antihistamine, please.
Don't give the antihistamine.
And my kid was so tired, but could not sleep, and just was crying the entire flight.
Because of the antihistamine?
Because of that, because it made her so groggy, and she still couldn't sleep because of the flight or whatever it was, and it was just like crying nonstop.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Tenya, you're an ex-crew. What do you think?
I think that what you could do is give all of the passengers around you a little pack that says, this is our first time flying with our son. He's 4 months old.
Oh.
And you put some earplugs in and maybe a little sweet or a little chocolate.
That's cute.
What are you talking about? I'm going to go and like do a little fun pack for all the passengers.
I've seen that happen.
Well, I'm going to give them a little gift.
Well, yeah, because that means they're going to be kinder to you, right? Because no one wants a screaming kid near them. But if the parent gets anxious, that just makes it worse.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go and get some snacks and I'll get earplugs, will I?
Yeah.
Just earplugs and a little note just to say it's our first time flying. We're pretty nervous. So we appreciate your understanding.
All right, how many rows around, like how many rows deep do I go in? Like, is it two rows deep, three rows deep?
Well,
come on, Chris, you're in first class, right?
Business. So what do you say? I'm in business.
Times
so
are tough.
There's okay. at least 10 rows in that business time. So how many rows am I doing in?
No, you just do a couple. Just okay. to keep the people around you.
Yeah.
All right.
Stick Bluey on.
Oh, I've sat Brianna and the kid away from me. I'm on my own.
Wow.
I'm enjoying this flight.
Yeah.
You just stop talking. You stop talking.
You're taking Virginia with you as well.
Yeah. Can I say, I really like that idea, Tanya. I think that's actually a good idea. I will do this.
I want to see it documented that you are going to... There's no chance.
I'll tell you what.
You know
and
what?
Also, for the environment, you could just not bother with all the packs and stuff and then just get the captain's announcement and go, I'm Chris Fade.
Oh, just stop it, Rossi.
Sorry.
I'm going to get...
You better
right
not-
now, I'm on Talabat. I'm going to buy earplugs. And I'm gonna buy a set of earplugs. I'll take some of my own snacks with me.
And you have to write
And I'll
a note.
Get a little note and I'll write...
You're going to do this, not Brianna.
Yeah, earplugs. Earplugs.
Definitely
get like
earplugs,
20
yeah.
pairs.
I mean, I could buy cheap Bluetooth headphones, like the little ones that I bought the other day. They weren't too expensive.
Get like how many pairs? 20 pairs. Get 20.
Here we go. 33 dirhams for 10 earplugs. 10 a pair of earplugs.
Get 20.
Thanks, Tanya. I appreciate it. Finally, Conrad, I'm flying with a newborn. What's your tip?
Hey, Chris. Well, you had your birthday not too long ago, and I believe you had a protein cake.
That's correct. So, a cake made of biltong, correct.
That's right. The worst thing that we had was the takeoff and landing for our daughter for her ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the compression and all that yep. sort of stuff. Just give them a piece of biltong to chew on. That'll help you open up the ear canal. Yeah. It really works.
Yeah.
Really
yeah, does. I like it. Give the four-month-old some biltong to snap on with no teeth. I like it. I feel like some hot cacao, actually.
Yeah, I've got some.
Yeah, we had the guys come and give us the cacao last week.
Justin and Jenna.
Oh, Justin and Jenna, they were fantastic, weren't they?
They were so sweet.
They did like this spiritual, like, sort of cacao drinking of this chocolate, and it was pure cacao. And honestly,
made it for us that
morning. I felt so good afterwards. I actually had a really beautiful day. So
yeah.
Maybe, do we have any more of the cacao left?
I took it home.
You took it home, did you?
Did you take yours home? Is there any left in the studio?
I gave some to Lorraine.
Lorraine's got some in the office. Dean's got some in the office.
And Maz.
Maz
is
home.
Mad for it.
I love it. Maz doesn't stop talking about it.
Yeah. All the time.
On
she's
our
like,
WhatsApp group, she's talking about cacao. She loves it.
She always tells us, like, hey, guys, don't forget to do it.
The consistency of hers doesn't look like when I prepare it.
Yeah, anyway.
It's a bit different.
We'll get some more of that cacao.
She must be sticking some sage in there.
Hopefully, Maz can probably talk to the guys and get us a little bit more, maybe. Listen, it's 9:31. We're hanging out with you live. The Chris Fade Show. Rossi, real quickly, we've only got a short amount of time here, but you picked up on something the other day that happened on the weekend here in the UAE.
Remember we were going to go out to surf club, but I went home because I was exhausted.
Yes.
I got in a taxi, but I didn't get in a one from an app. I just jumped in one of these
Ubers do that.
With nothing, you know.
So you've just jumped into a car.
It's not an Uber, but, you know, a plain car.
Oh,
it wasn't an Uber, it wasn't a Kareem, it was just a plain Lexus, basically.
Sure.
And I said, have you got the meter on? The guy goes, yeah, I've got the meter on, and he pointed to his phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a taxi in the front seat watching it. I was just looking at this, and it was like 150 dirhams, and we hadn't even moved off West Beach yet.
150?
Okay. And I live in Manara Road, near Manara Road.
It shouldn't be that much, no.
So I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I was joking with him, saying, what is this app? You know, I was like, what is it? Turns out he's got a fake app. It's something Blue Taxi or something, I don't know. But anyway, just beware because he's got a fake app. And it's like, it looks like a map, but it's got like a meter on the bottom. And it's a complete fake app.
So how much did he end up charging you at the end?
I said, I'm not paying 150, I'll give you 100.
And give him
100. So it's a fake app that looks like a taxi meter.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's called Blue Taxi or something. Blue Taxi app or something.
Oh, well, hold on. Why do you have one installed in your car now? I just saw it when I was down at the car park.
Because I don't know what to say to that.
Want
to
make some extra cash, Russell?
I really don't know. Yeah, okay.
Just playing, but be wary. Honestly, be wary of that. That is it for us. Thanks for hanging out with us for your Thursday, guys. We are back tomorrow. Come on, win the 50,000 dirhams cash. Our pop quiz returns at 7:10. Eddie's up next. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.